Now let's turn in God's Word to the book of Ezekiel in chapter 30. Ezekiel chapter 30, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 26. Ezekiel 30, verses 1 through 26. And we'll start in verse 1. These are the words of God. The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus says the Lord God, Wail, alas, for the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near. It will be a day of clouds, a time of doom for the nations. A sword will come upon Egypt, and anguish will be in Ethiopia when the slain fall in Egypt. They take away her wealth, and her foundations are torn down. Ethiopia, Put, Lud, all Arabia, Libya, and the people of the land that is in league will fall with them by the sword. Thus says the Lord, Indeed, those who support Egypt will fall, and the pride of her power will come down from Migdol to Syene. They will fall within her by the sword, declares the Lord God. They will be desolate in the midst of the desolated lands, and her cities will be in the midst of the devastated cities. And they will know that I am the Lord when I set a fire in Egypt, and all her helpers are broken. On that day messengers will go forth from me in ships to frighten, secure Ethiopia, and anguish will be on them as on the day of Egypt, for behold, it comes. Thus says the Lord God, I will also make the hordes of Egypt cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, he and his people with him. And most ruthless of the nations will be brought in to destroy the land, and they will draw their swords against Egypt and will fill the land with the slain. Moreover, I will make the Nile canals dry and sell the land into the hands of evil men, and I will make the land desolate and all that is in it by the hand of strangers. I, the Lord, have spoken. Thus says the Lord God, I will also destroy the idols and make the images cease from Memphis. And there will no longer be a prince in the land of Egypt, and I will put fear in the land of Egypt. I will make Pathros desolate, set a fire in Zoan, and execute judgments on the Thebes. I will pour out my wrath on Sin, the stronghold of Egypt. I will also cut off the hordes of Thebes. I will set a fire in Egypt. Sin will writhe in anguish. Thebes will be breached, and Memphis will have distresses daily. The young men of On and On and of Pi Besith will fall by the sword, and the women will go into captivity. And to Tahpenes the days will be dark, when I break there the yoke bars of Egypt. Then the pride of her power will cease in her, a cloud will cover her, and her daughters will go into captivity. Thus I will execute judgments on Egypt, and they will know that I am the Lord. In the 11th year, in the first month, on the 7th of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and behold, it has not been bound up for healing or wrapped with a bandage, that it may be strong to hold the sword. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and will break his arms, both the strong and the broken, and I will make the sword fall from his hand. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them among the lands, for I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon and put my sword in his hand, and I will break the arms of Pharaoh, so that he will groan before him with the groanings of a wounded man. Thus I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, but the arms of Pharaoh will fall. Then they will know that I am the Lord, when I put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he stretches it out against the land of Egypt. When I scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them among the lands, then they will know that I am the Lord. Those are the words of God. And so here, continuing the judgment in the second chapter now of Egypt, which comes right before the desolation of Babylon. But Babylon here promised to benefit, we heard last Lord's Day about that, from Egypt's judgment. They'll get the spoil. And here it is again told through lament of the destruction of Egypt's allies and surrounding kingdoms. All her interests and her concerns, all her allies too, in the those south and west of her. But of course also some of the steps Babylon would take in being used by the Lord to destroy Egypt. And then at the end of the chapter, verses 20 to 26, it's pretty much what we heard last Lord's Day, Babylon's rise over Egypt and Egypt and Pharaoh's destruction and fall. Egypt will be scattered from that, remember, for 40 years. And beloved, again, reminding ourselves over and over again that pride comes before the fall. And such pride it was for Pharaoh in Egypt and their idols and their images that he talks about here, and like in verse 13. And they had that pride that they were God that Pharaoh had. And so the Lord will judge them. And the Lord will bring them down and has done so, of course, at this time. Be careful of that in yourself, though, the pride. Turn from such sins to the Lord. We heard that this morning. We heard it in Philippians. And so be careful. The Lord apparently is reminding us of our own pride and how grievous it is against Him to be bringing it up time and again in the recent Lord's days. And so let's humble ourselves before Him. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank You in Christ Jesus that really we have no room for pride, for we are first before You, creatures. And then we are objects of Your wrath, which You've changed for those who are who have believed in You and been saved by You, Your elect. You've changed that into being objects of Your mercy. And we deserve all Your wrath. We deserve destruction and desolation of our souls and our bodies forever. And yet You have shown us mercy and grace. And so just in view of that, we must humble ourselves before You. And yet You've revealed much more than that, not only what Your Son has done, but what You have called us to be and what we are in Christ. That we are Your servants, or we might even say, as Paul does, slaves of righteousness. We are not in the position of being king. We are not in the position of power. We are not the one who reigns on the throne. And so, Father, humble us, though we know the danger of praying that. Yet that is what You require of us, and so that is Your will, and so we must pray it. That You would humble us before Yourself and before one another. Even as we've heard in the book of Philippians, we pray that You would make us united in Christ as one body, and You would make us helpful also, as we've been hearing in Philippians. Father, we ask that You would grant us these things and sanctifying us and cleansing us of our sin, that You would take the pride away from us. And You would destroy it, put it to death, mortify it. And that we would actively pursue that by Your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for, as we think about the future for our congregation, we pray that the move to the new location next Lord's Day would be a blessing. That we would have and make active opportunity of reaching out to the surrounding neighborhoods in that place in Grandview, that we would proclaim the gospel to such people and many would come and worship You and love You and believe unto salvation in Your Son, Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we pray that You will bless us in our move as You have led us to that place. And all the details that go into this coming week of moving to that place. And we ask that You would help us. And then, Father, we also pray for our presbytery meeting again, that You would, coming up, that You would bless our presbytery and You would cause us to love Your word and love You above all men. That we would rule according to Your word and according to Your will. Pray that you would work all things together for our good, not only for the presbytery, but for our church and for the churches in our presbytery, that the gospel would be proclaimed by all of them faithfully, and that we would not come under the temptations to become like the world or like the culture, but rather that we would be your people, completely different and completely light in a dark place because of your Son Jesus Christ and the Spirit of Christ working within us. Father, may we not bow down to the culture, the idol like Egypt did of themselves. May we not bow down to the idol of culture or the idol of man or the idol of our own selfish ambition, but that we would love you and we would worship you alone. And Father, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.